It's well known that small businesses in South Africa have a low survival rate, and this is usually blamed on insufficient cash flow. But there's a good body of research showing that insufficient cash flow comes from poor controls. Xero is a software platform catering to the small business sector, and it assists small businesses to set themselves up for success. And one of the ways it does this is through Finance Studio, which assists their clients with local and international tax compliance, accounting processes, or business structuring. To help us explore some of the issues of running a small business in South Africa, we're joined by Carmen Field, co-founder and director of Finance Studio. Hi, Carmen. Thanks for your time. Tell us about Finance Studio and how you and your team support small businesses.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me. So Finance Studio was started 9 years ago by myself and my business partner, Chloe Bloomberg. We were a team of 40, and we support small businesses by looking after all these sort of business and finance related compliance. So we do all the accounting, tax, VAT, and payroll to make sure that they sort of comply with CIPC and SARS, as well as helping them to turn their sort of financial or accounting data into information that they can use in their business to help them make decisions on a daily basis. So, you know, can we afford to employ this person? Can the business afford to be paying bonuses? What are our profit margins look like? What does our cash flow look like? So all decisions that you need to really understand your financial information in order to make those decisions. So we help small businesses understand that information.
All right. So Xero Accounting Software is known for its being one of the first to adopt cloud computing. Maybe tell us a little bit about that and why that is of a particular benefit to small businesses.
So I think the benefit with cloud accounting is that you can access it anywhere. So, you know, Xero, you can use on your phone, you can use it on your tablet, you can use it on your laptop. So, you know, for a busy business person, if you are on the road and you're a sales rep, you can literally have a meeting with someone and send them an invoice as you get your car 5 seconds later, or you can send them a quote. You could be at the airport. You can be checking on your numbers. You can be, you know, looking at the state of your business. It just allows you to have access to your financial information anywhere at any time, quickly and easily, and allows you to process things quickly and easy. So, you know, for most businesses, the sooner you can invoice a customer, the sooner that customer can pay you. So if you can invoice them while you're on the road, you don't have to wait to get to your office that evening and sit down and now go and type up a manual invoice. There's a template on your phone and you can pop the details in 5 seconds and, you know, send it out. So for most business people, I think trying to run businesses is they are very time poor, and cloud accounting, I think, allows you to save a significant amount of time in making sure that your financial information is working for you, but on the go.
I'm interested to find out what are some of the insights that you've gleaned about the small business sector in South Africa, and of course, how Xero has benefited the entrepreneurs. I would imagine that the very fact that they've introduced the kind of controls that Xero forces them to do or encourages them to do would be of pretty enormous benefit to them.
So South Africa is a pretty heavy compliance jurisdiction. So in terms of SARS, you're required to submit provisional tax returns twice a year, an annual tax return once a year. Your VAT generally is once every 2 months. You're submitting payroll information to SARS on a monthly basis. There's a lot of compliance that you need to stay on top of as a business owner. A lot of this for business owners, if they're not from a financial background, can be very intimidating and feel very overwhelming. So most of our clients are creatives. They're in the renewable energy sector. Finance is not their background. So a platform that, like Xero, that allows that process to happen quickly and easily, I think takes a lot of pressure off. So for example, you can submit your VAT return to SARS directly through the Xero platform. You don't even need to log into SARS. You don't know how to use it. SARS can be a slightly intimidating platform if you're not used to it. So Xero allows you to do that for you. It helps you to prepare your annual financial statements, which you've got to submit when you submit your tax return to SARS. It's a very user-friendly system. So I think it takes some of the fear that business owners have around finances and around tax away. It was built originally My understanding is it was built originally in New Zealand by a business owner, not by an accountant. So it's very intuitive for business owners to be able to understand the software. They log in and it's like laid out in a dashboard of what money do I have in the bank, who owes me money, and who do I owe money. And those are like the three most important things for any business owner in terms of understanding cash flow. And it's outlined quite easily and clearly for one.
Now, what are some of the simple habits small businesses can get into to manage their businesses better? You must have learned some very valuable lessons which can be imparted to other business owners.
So it's been quite an interesting journey over the last 9 years, is that I feel though that, you know, while our core offering is, you know, the outsourced accounting, tax and payroll, a lot of what we've learned is almost like the psychology of running a business and what the sort of key attributes and habits are of successful business owners. You know, we could have three clients offering a very similar product or service into the market, and each of those three will do differently in terms of a success rate. And a lot of it is dependent on the actual business owners and sort of the values that they install in their business and the habits that they themselves as business owners get into. So I think my number one thing is to find the time to do the admin associated with a business. So, you know, a lot of people get caught up in like, I've got to do the sales. I've got to make sure I'm chasing business and chasing revenue. But if you're a disorganized business owner, it doesn't matter how much revenue you have, because if you're not on top of managing costs and you're not on top of having a well-organized business, you might be getting the customer through the door, but you're not following up with an exceptional product or with exceptional client service because the rest of your business is disorganized. So I think my number one piece of advice would be to find even half an hour a day to stay on top of your emails, making sure that you're sending the information that your accountant needs. So for example, with zeros that, you know, a business owner can send through their slips and their receipts and all the expenses to us so that we can quickly and easily process it. There's certain information that we need from a client to be able to make sure that their accounting is accurate. And so I think even if they just put aside, you know, half an hour every day to make sure I'm on top of the admin side of my business, I feel like they're more in control of their numbers, but they're also more in control of understanding their costs. And a well-planned business means that you're not spending money in a crisis because you've forgotten about something, or you're ordering stock now at a higher cost because you hadn't planned what your stock needs were going to be, or you're paying a higher exchange rate, or you're paying more shipping costs because you're having to use a last-minute provider who's charging you a more expensive rate because he knows that you've got to have the delivery done in 5 days. But if you were organized and you'd organized that delivery 30 days ago, you might have been able to negotiate better rates. So I think it's like being organized almost then leads yourself into a whole lot of other good habits that help your business, I think, just operate really well and efficiently.
You may have already answered this, but it was going to be my next question. Advice for small businesses to ensure they are set up for success. You've indicated there that paying a little bit more attention to the accounting side of things and the record keeping is clearly part of that. Is there anything else?
I think this is something that we actually learned in our own journey. And it's quite interesting because we support SMEs, but we're also an SME. So we providing information or services to clients that look the same as us. And so I think one of the important things to know is actually know what you do and do it well, and then look for support in the areas that you don't do well. So, for example, we're an accounting studio. Marketing's not necessarily our skill set, so we outsource that. IT is not our skill set, so we've got an IT provider who supports us from an IT perspective. So I think a lot of businesses don't ask for help early enough, and they don't outsource the stuff that they're not good at. So you can't actually be a jack of all trades. You've got to be really exceptionally good at one thing and do that really well. And that's the thing that's going to earn you money and then get support with the other things. But then it's also simple things like invoice your customers as soon as you can and as quickly as you can, and make sure that you collect that money. Like, don't have long outstanding debt sitting on your book. So, you know, if you dedicate like an hour a week to making sure you're chasing your debtors, or you've got someone in your team who can make sure that you chase your debtors, setting up simple things like allowing people to pay, easily through online payment links and online payment platforms. If you make it easy for your customers to pay you, they'll pay you quicker. So, you know, there's like little habits that you can get into that I think help businesses flow. Most of our clients, their biggest issue is managing cash flow. So, you know, if you can get your cash in early, it eases up that pressure. And then understand what your supplier terms are. So do my suppliers require immediate payment, or can I pay my suppliers in 30 days? If you can pay your suppliers in 30 days, then don't pay them tomorrow. Pay them in 30 days and make sure that you've got the cash flow then to manage other things, and that you're planning, for example, for VAT. For some clients, you know, we've got to make sure that they've put the money aside for VAT, so that every 2 months that doesn't come as a surprise when it's like time now to pay SARS their VAT over. So I think it's just little things that you can put in place.
Finally, Carmen, how does one sign up for this?
So it's super easy. You can go onto Xero, which is xero.com. There's a 30-day free trial, and you can play around in there. It's such an easy, intuitive system. You know, even when we hire people, we look for people with really strong technical accounting knowledge. I don't even worry if they've got Xero experience, because it's such an easy system. I know I can teach that to them in a day or two. So you can go onto Xero.com, sign up for the 30-day trial, play around in there. And then if you feel like you do need an accountant to support you, Xero has an amazing directory. They've got all the accountants using Xero listed on there with a little blurb about each accountant. And you can go onto the Xero platform and find an accountant that resonates with you. You know, you might be like, oh, I love the sound of Finance Studio and I feel like they can support my business. Or you might go in there and find another accountant that maybe is in the same jurisdiction as you, and you want an accountant to be close to you so that you can meet them face to face. Or maybe the sort of website just, you know, jumps at you and says, these are the people I want to work with. So I really would recommend, especially in the early phase of one's journey, is get the support of an accountant. Like, they've supported so many other businesses going through your journey, and they can maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that other people have made, particularly if you've got limited cash flow. You can't afford to be spending money and then realize that you've run out of money and now you've made some mistakes along the way. So sometimes getting someone, spending money on someone helping you early, can actually save you money in the long run.
Terrific. We're going to leave it there. That was Carmen Field, who is the co-founder and director of Finance Studio. Thanks very much, Carmen.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.